I'm here with Robin Jones-Gunn and Tricia Goyer to talk about their upcoming book, Praying for Your Future Husband. Author of dozens of books, including Blue Like Plato, Generation Next Parenting, Generation Next Marriage, Tricia co-wrote Life in Spite of Me with Kristen Anderson, and has published hundreds of articles for national publications. Robin Jones-Gunn is author of over 40 titles and is perhaps best known as the beloved author of the Christy Miller series, with over 4 million copies of her books sold worldwide. Robin and Tricia, great to be with you today.
Well, thank you for inviting us. We're excited to be here.
Now tell me, what inspired the two of you to write this book together? Robin, maybe you can take this and then hand it off to Tricia.
Tricia and I met at a writer's conference maybe 15, 16, 18 years ago, and we have been back and forth as writers, reviewing each other's work. We've gone to events and spoken together, and both of us found that we had tales to tell about this season of life when young women are seeking God's will, and who is it I'm going to end up marrying. And we were actually at an event together when it was very clear to both of us, just in a moment, that this is something we could do together. We could combine our life stories and all the input we've been getting from readers over the years and put it into a book that would be really helpful for teens and young women who are at that season of life and asking those questions. What am I supposed to be praying about? How do I look toward the future? And Tricia, you've had some great insights on how this is all coming together.
Yes, you know, I've talked to a lot of girls, and the girls that I work with mostly are ones who maybe haven't stayed pure, and I really encourage secondary virginity. And what I love about Robin and I's message is we both have two sides of a coin. I know Robin talks a lot about, you know, saving yourself for your future husband and praying for him, and mine is the same message, but if girls have already made a mistake, then I encourage them that you can still pray for your future husband.
Now, praying for your future husband not only teaches girls and young women to pray, it also includes stories of girls who prayed for their future husband and had remarkable experiences as a result. Can either of you briefly share one or two of those stories and give me an example of the benefits of praying for a future spouse?
Well, this is Robin again, and I have a very fun story. A few years ago, I was in Brazil, and the Christy Miller books are translated into Portuguese, and I was asked to go and speak to the public schools and in churches. And the first school I went to, the translator told me, okay, we're just going to be here for 10 minutes, so we'll just zip in and say something to all these girls at the school, and then we're going to be on our way because you have to speak at a church tonight. So we walked into this auditorium filled with 350 girls, and they were all screaming. And I grabbed the translator and said, what's wrong? Is the roof falling in? And he said, did no one tell you? In Brazil, you are a rock star. Just because these Christy Miller books and Sierra Jensen books had become curriculum. The schools had taken them and written questions so that the girls were answering these questions after they read the books. So I got in front of these girls who are very familiar with all the books, and they were so screaming and crazy that I asked the translator, please ask them to ask me a question because they'll listen to each other. So he asked, and one girl popped up and said something in Portuguese, and the translator turned to me and he said, oh boy, okay, here you go. Her question is, all the girls in Brazil are reading your books and they're making good decisions. They're giving their lives to Christ. They're making choices for purity. But there's one problem. The boys of Brazil are not reading these books. So what should they do? Why should they hold out for a hero? Why should they stay pure when there's just no hope that there would be, you know, a husband for them that has the same view? And I said, this is your work, girls of Brazil. You can pray. You can pray that God's Spirit would do a new work and come into this generation of men and draw them to his heart and raise up men of integrity. This is very important and very strong work that you strong women can do. So Tricia and I, being at some of these events together and watching these teens respond, we just look at each other and go, let's give them a book that will help them see this path that they're eager to go on of how do they pray, not just for God to answer them, you know, with here's my wish list, give it to me, God, but rather how do they affect an entire generation of men by praying for the men of this next generation.
Now, the title suggests a pretty big promise that the reader will end up with a husband. So since you can't exactly guarantee that, Tricia, what do you hope to impart to your readers?
You know, the subtitle of the book is Preparing Your Heart for His. And I think, you know, we definitely want the girls to pray for a future husband. And for most of them, we do believe that God will bring this husband. But we know that some of them may not have a future husband or may not have him in the timetable that they want. Maybe it'll be later in life. And really, the subtitle, Preparing Your Heart for His, is the message to the girls that while you are praying, that your heart is changed and your life will be changed. And really, if you're praying for this wonderful guy, then what changes do you need to make in your life to grow into the type of woman that can be a godly woman for him?
So what about the young woman who feels unworthy of a husband because she's not, quote unquote, good enough? Is there hope for her in this book?
This is Tricia, and I'll answer that. And I can say definitely yes, because my story is one. I was a teen mom. I was 17 years old when I got pregnant with my son. And it was during that time, because of people reaching out to me, that I ended up giving my heart to the Lord. So here I was, 6 months pregnant, and getting ready to have this baby, and God just pressed upon my heart to pray for my future husband. And in the back of my mind, I thought, there's no guy that's going to want me. I'm going to have this kid, and I'm only 17. But in an amazing way, God brought me this wonderful Christian man. And as I've gone around and I've shared that story, I've encouraged girls who think they're not good enough to remember that when we give our hearts to Christ and we submit our lives to Him, we are white as snow. And in His eyes, we are pure. And just encourage these girls to also pray for their future husband. And there's been an amazing story. I was at one retreat, and I was sharing my story, and afterwards a girl came up to me, and she had actually scheduled to have an abortion the next week because she was pregnant, her boyfriend was out of the picture, and she thought, you know, I can't have this baby because there'll never be a guy for me out there, and I'm never going to get married. And I just encouraged her that God can do big things, and we prayed together, and we, you know, cried together, and then she went on her way, and usually that's how it is. I never get to see these young women again, but in an amazing way that God works. And about 2 years after that event, I was with Robin and two other friends, and we were up in Montana in this little writer's retreat, and we ended up going to this home of someone that we were staying with, and there was the caretaker there with this young woman and this baby. And we walked in, and this girl goes, "Oh my goodness, you're the one, you're the one." And I recognized her from that retreat, and it was that young woman, and she had had her baby, and all the time during her pregnancy, she prayed for her future husband, and 3 weeks after her son was born, she ended up meeting this guy, and they were friends for a while, and then they got married. And that's just an amazing example of how, even though in the world's eyes, we may not seem like we're good enough, that God sees us as pure and that He can bring someone into our lives even when we least expect it.
Tell me, what question do you receive from your fans about praying for a husband, and what is the heartfelt need you sense most from them?
I'll start the answer on that. This is Robin. I sense that they want direction, and they want to know that all the fairy tales are true. There is a prince who will come one day riding on a white horse and take you away to be with him forever. It's in the last chapter of the Bible. It is true. And to do whatever we can to point these young hearts toward the ultimate love story, and for them to really see Christ as the true Prince of Peace, and that we are His beloved.
Well, and the book is Praying for Your Future Husband. We could probably talk for another 30 minutes or an hour. Robin Jones Gunn and Tricia Goyer have been my guests today. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.